Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Sam Darnold threw for 242 yards and a TD last night as the Seahawks improved to 3-1 on the season with a 23-20 win over the Arizona Cardinals. His former team, the Vikings, is starting Carson Wentz this weekend and potentially next weekend as well, as Darnold's replacement, J.J. McCarthy, has yet another injury. Should the Vikings regret not re-signing Sam Darnold?
Absolutely, the Vikings should regret not signing Sam Darnold. And I've had this take since the offseason. Listen, it was like a perfect chemistry, the perfect marriage, right? You got this quarterback that comes in that nobody really thought that highly of, that meshes very well with what you do here in Minnesota, meshes well with your head coach, and because of the politics of football that you drafted this young man in the first round a year ago, like damn what Sam Darnold did. Even though I don't know what J.J. McCarthy is in a real game, I'm going to roll with this rookie because he's on a rookie deal. We drafted him last year, and you know what? We got to see what we have in this rookie quarterback when you had a guy that was contributing to winning right there in your building.
I've watched Sam a couple times in Seattle this year, and we watched him a lot last year because there were a lot of great games last year with the Vikings. I still don't know if he's any good. I know he's not awful, and he was awful in New York. He was awful, unplayable in Carolina. He's no longer awful. But if you said, is he the 9th best quarterback or the 20th best quarterback, I'm still not sure. And we're 21 games into his resurgence. I think the Vikings trusted Kevin O'Connell to get it right, no matter who the quarterback is. So I think it's entirely too early to say that they should regret it. But I don't think it's going to take too many more games of J.J. McCarthy stinking for people to really start to get loud in Viking Nation.
I just feel like in the NFL, injuries are always going to be a thing. And if you think of last year in the NFL in particular, there were a lot of starting quarterbacks that went down. I think we've seen a record number of starters not be able to complete the season. This is how I look at it. The more that you have, the better that you are, no matter what the position is. And yeah, you want to see what you have in J.J. McCarthy. And yeah, you invested a first round pick in him. But also true, you need more than one quarterback in the NFL.
So you doubting Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I am.
Because by the end of the season, Carson Wentz could be the new Sam Darnold. That's the way it feels. I don't have a lot of belief in that. He still throws a pretty ball, though. Kind of like Herbert, where like four times a game, you're like, damn, Carson Wentz can spin it. The problem is, unlike Justin Herbert, there's another 40 throws in a game where you're like, I don't know why this guy is doing this. I think he's punking us.
I just wonder if they were going around Minnesota saying that J.J. McCarthy gives them the best chance to win.
Mm. Teams don't always tell the truth with that.
All right, man. Last night's Thursday Night Football broadcast on Amazon Prime talked about Russell Wilson being benched in New York. Tony Gonzalez, Hall of Fame tight end, said that Wilson played himself out of a Hall of Fame career with his former teammate Richard Sherman adding salt to the wound with this.
I think you got to judge his career off when the Legion of Boom was there. He had a legendary defense, an all-time defense, and how much success he had. And then without that legendary defense, the success he had. Without that legendary defense, he's been 4-11, 7-8, 0-3 to start with the Giants. Like, that's, he was a winning football player in Seattle, and people said, hey, winning is football player, all this good stuff, all these accolades, and now you get to go on your own and you get to prove, hey, I'm this great quarterback, I'm this guy that's going to be dominant, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Nick!
Disrespectful.
Do you agree with Richard Sherman, or did he just take it a step too far?
He always takes it. What a great NFL player, but he cannot... It's like me with cupcakes. He cannot resist himself when somebody brings up Russell Wilson. It's like the Legion of Boom ended in like 2017. Like Richard, I think that's right on the time Richard departed the team. A lot of the other dudes departed, and then Russell kept winning. Now, fair, he never went to another Super Bowl again, but with Tony Gonzalez saying he's out of the Hall of Fame, that is ridiculous. Like, Russ is a Hall of Famer. If I got to hear about how Eli is a Hall of Famer, Russ is definitely a Hall of Famer.
I do think that he threw some salt into the wound unnecessarily. I don't know what the backstory is about that relationship between he and Russell Wilson, but I will say this. There can be some undertone facts to an emotional statement, and the facts are the facts. When the Legion of Boom and that defense went away, and when whoever tried to come up with this bright idea that we need to put more on Russell Wilson's shoulders.
I think it was Russell Wilson. I remember the Let Russ Cook campaign.
They should have let Marshawn Cook.
I think he was Super Bowl. Cooked, though. I think that's the problem.
I just go back to that. When I felt like this, and this is the true story, and I've never had this conversation with you. When they decided to not run the ball on the 1 yard line and put the ball in Russell Wilson's hands, I think that they wanted to create a superstar in Russell. And they wanted to not have to deal with the real life personality of one Marshawn Lynch. I wonder if that one play being reversed changes the whole narrative of how we look at Russell Wilson. Because from that play down, it's been a downward spiral.
Here's what I'll say. It's so tough when a guy's at the end of his career and he's having a rough time to truly analyze his legacy in real time. Because I've seen it with every really great quarterback, guys who had Super Bowl moments, their legacy grows the farther you get away from the worst part of their career. Again, we don't remember the end of Kobe's career. We don't remember the Washington days with Michael Jordan. Wasn't even in The Last Dance, which was literally his last dance.
Right.
Like, I think Russ's legacy is going to age well because he's going to be away from this and he's going to be away from Denver. And he probably should have just retired after last year at 10-7 with Pittsburgh, because at least then he could have said, well, look what I did there.
Omaha!
It's been announced that the Cavs pre- and post-game shows on FanDuel Sports Network will not happen during road games this season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Season. Instead, Cavs Live will air 30 minutes before the games, the pre and post games for home games will still air and still be produced. What do you make of this move?
I think that's a bad move. I think that Cavaliers fever is real, and I think that people that are fans of this team, they want pre and post game insight on what took place or what's about to take place with their team. I think it's unfair to this fan base because it just doesn't land right here in Cleveland. The Cavaliers are one of the better teams in the NBA and with some pretty interesting players, and people want to hear and know what's going on. And so, you know, we've reached a point, I think, in our business and some points this economy and some points this country to where you just see the scale back and everything is financially driven to where people are not getting the content that they desire when they get off of work and want to get ready for a game. And that's tough because when this team is on a road on a 5 or 6 game West Coast road trip, what are you to do as a fan?
I think it's cheap. The Cavs have not been losing money.
No.
They're not going to be losing. As a matter of fact, Dan Gilbert just put down a couple $100 million to have a WNBA team in town. And while that might incur some charges here, it's embarrassing. It is an embarrassing cheap move from an organization that I traditionally have not considered to be cheap. And those are real people who, I mean, I know Kaylee Griffin's still going to be on the home games, but I know she's going to be splitting time with Minnesota as well. She's one of the most talented broadcasters we have in town. Always tells great stories. Always has it leads a great ship there. Those are real people with real jobs, and it's a cheap move when you don't have to be cheap because last time I checked, NBA teams are making record money every year.
Big banks.
Yep.
I mean, big bucks, big banks take little banks. Like, this is the NBA, and we have one of the wealthiest owners in the entirety of the NBA. So, yeah.
Omaha!
One of the premier matchups of week four in the NFL is Michael Parsons' revenge game against the Dallas Cowboys. In an interview with 105.3 The Fan, Jerry Jones was asked about the game planning against Parsons.
We have huge amounts of experience with the anecdotes that we've seen used on us for the last 4 years.
Right.
And while he does make great plays, there is also a way to approach playing against Micah, as we know, because we didn't exactly win the Super Bowl during those years.
I don't think it's a shot, but if you want to, you can grade the shot taken by Jerry Jones that won Michael Parsons.
I'm going to say it's going to be an F-. This is when you lose the divorce and you just keep digging, right? You just keep like, yeah, she's got a nicer house and her new dude's better looking than me. It's better in every way. But you know what? He's got a mole right behind his ear. I mean, what a freak. Like, it's embarrassing. At this point, we've got all the, yeah, everybody else. Micah's been in the NFL for 5 years. And the whole NFL has the book on Micah, and that doesn't help him stop him. Right? Whatever the over-under is set for Micah's sack total this weekend, I would hit the over. Because if I'm Micah, I listen to that comment on repeat, and I just go out there. And I know he said it hurts him to sack Dak. No, it wouldn't. Imagine
no,
that's Jerry Jones.
It wouldn't at all. I'd be sacking Dak, too, if I could.
I thought that was such a funny comment.
Did
I'm like,
hurt Miles to sack Baker Mayfield when it was time?
No, that might be a little different. I think he really enjoyed that, actually. But no, I mean, I think it's always funny, like, that idea of, oh, there's going to be a lot of emotions. It's like, leave it to Jerry Jones to be like, hey, there's a lot of emotions here. I should probably pour more gasoline on this fire. Also, by the way, our boy John Fanta is going to be on that coverage, part of the studio for that game, which I'm incredibly excited about. I got to say, I have been on the Dallas is going to be better than people expected train, because I think that offense is going to carry them more than people realize. Green Bay coming off a loss might just dust these fools. Like, it might be like third quarter. You're like, I think I'm just going to go, like, you know, it's Sunday night. Maybe, you know, Monday always comes a little early. Maybe third quarter, it's time to just ramp it down.
I think Green Bay is the better football team. I think that I thought Dallas would be a little better than what a lot of people expected as well. But man, and maybe this is just my fantasy team taking a hit talking, but can somebody before the injury, of course, like, man, CeeDee Lamb was having his struggles. Javonte Williams has been the best player on that offense through 3 games this season, man. The Dallas Cowboys are not a good football team. Green Bay lost a game that they believe they very well should have won. You've seen a high-power offense get slowed down, And I think they get back to corrective action this week.
I think Mike is going to have a very fun time seeing his good old friends, the Dallas Cowboys. That is Quick Hits. Nick Baumgartner is going to be joining us in 5 minutes. We're going to talk this Lions game. He's also an NFL draft guy, so we'll talk about the 2026 quarterback class as well in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.